Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're remote tonight. We're down on the lower coast of Florida, and we are in fellowship and meeting here in the great name of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Now, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Now, Brother Arnold just called in, and he's caught in traffic, so he probably won't make it in for the show tonight. He was to be my guest tonight, and we were on the Sabbath. But I will carry on tonight in the great name of the King. I want to take you over to the book of Psalms. And we're going to go to 101. And I am going to begin to read to you in the sixth verse. My eyes shall be upon the faithful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you realize the eyes of Yahweh, that they run to and fro through the earth, and he observes the faithful. He also knows the unfaithful. He also knows those that have tried and failed, those that never have tried, those that are still trying, and those that have overcome. He knows everything in the earth that's going on. Not one pin can fall, or not one sparrow, as he quoted the scripture, can fall to the ground without him observing it or knowing it in the spirit. So then, let me give a word of encouragement to those of you who are trying, striving, if you will, to enter in at the straight gate. For the Bible said, straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. So if you are one of those few striving for the gate, we're going to talk about the time gates tonight in the Sabbath as we are concluding tonight the message on the Sabbath and the time gates. Now, Dr. Gary will be in here tomorrow night with the Shepherd's Call, so he will be taking the message and bringing it out of the great state of Mississippi. Dr. Gary will be sharing the truth with you tomorrow night, so you can make a note that he will be your host for tomorrow night with the Shepherd's Call, as Pastor Buddy will be en route back to the great state of Tennessee out of the great state of Florida. We greet everybody in the United States tonight and all those that's abroad. Brother Gene, in Spain, I greet you in the great name of Yahweh. It's about 2 in the morning over there. Hope you're listening in tonight, and I greet you in the great name of the King. You were on my mind today, so I'll speak your name there in Spain. We have many of our brothers that are in foreign countries, and I know their heart is yearning for home. Praise Yahweh, the good old U.S. of A. So we send greetings from the USA tonight from the great state of Florida, to the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me, saith Yahweh, and that he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is an effort on your part required. The Bible says if you say that you love Yahweh and you won't keep his commandments, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. Now, he spoke to them out of the cloud of the pillar. And they kept his testimonies and his ordinances that he gave unto them. So, you see, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is looking for the faithful of the land. Now, don't lose faith because you keep his ordinances, you remain faithful, and you are striving to enter in at the straight gate. Don't lose faith when you look around you and you see all these other people that seem like are more blessed than you are. They have more of the earth's goods. It seems like they're more relaxed. They're more happy. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, the problem is they are not the faithful in the land. What they're doing, they are forsaking the ordinances and the covenants and the testimonies of Yahweh when he said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That is a day set for you to believe in. Now, his eyes are upon the faithful. So you see, Yahweh knows everyone that is striving. Now, I kept the seventh day weekly Sabbath, the fixed day as I call it. I kept that faithfully for years and years and years before I believe that I came to a more perfect understanding of the time gate. Now, listen as we read in Psalms 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Have you entered the time gates of the correct Sabbath? Have you made up in your mind to be the faithful in the land? Are you one of those that have not turned your foot away from the Sabbath? You see, Yahweh knows everyone that is striving. The Bible said, if I first be a willing mind, this is acceptable to Yahweh. You don't have to be completely perfect. It's just that the Father, who has patience, and to be thankful for that in turn, because most people don't with you. Most people won't suffer with you 5 minutes. Yahweh will suffer with you forever. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a willing mind, if you are striving, if you're trying, if you read your Bible, if you pray, now, you may not be able to fast. I've done a lot of fasting in the past, and that doesn't make me any better than you. So then it's not to those that fast that makes them any better, because, you know, you can get a pharisaical spirit like the old Pharisee God when he said, well, I fast twice a week, I pay my tithes and do all these things for God, and this old publican over here. He's just nothing but an outright sinner. Well, the Bible says that that old publican, he went away more justified, in a sense, than the old Pharisee that had done a lot of things concerning worship that had the appearance of righteousness. Now, we know that fasting is an humbling situation, and it gets the old flesh man to think in better terms of the spiritual things. But if you fast to shake your fist or your finger, if you fast to criticize, if you fast to really stand out, remember the Bible said that they, for a pretense, make long prayers, and they appear unto men to be fasting. They don't anoint their head. They don't comb their hair. They look disheveled. And they look, they try to go around looking very pious, holy, and this. See, they get their reward in that way. But if you are one of the faithful in the land, I'm looking for the faithful tonight. Yahweh's looking for the faithful tonight. And if you will, it says, if you will turn your foot back to my Sabbath, and if you will turn from doing your pleasure on my holy day. And you say, Pastor Buddy, you know, it's not important to keep a Sabbath. It's not important to, you know, observe a holy day because they're all holy. Well, if that's the case, then why did the Father ever give us the Sabbath day to keep holy? He told us to work 6 days and to rest on the Sabbath day. Now, that's where we're going to go to some scriptures of renewal of your understanding, if you will. Maybe this is the first time you've listened in tonight to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and we're on the Sabbath and the time formulas, if you will, the gates of the Sabbath, for those who love Yahweh. Now, we're going over to the book of Ezekiel, and we're going to go to the 32nd, and we're going to read in the 17th verse that it came to pass on the 12th year, and that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the 8th month is a regular scheduled Sabbath. In other words, the time gate formula is this. Every is fixed within the month according to, now remember, let me repeat that, ever of the month, ever 52nd day of the month, and ever 29th day of the month is a moon determining the beginning of the month. It doesn't matter what day we go by, we don't go by the Hebrew calendar, the Norwegian calendar. Well, that's true. But notice under this month and Yahweh's moon calendar. We have a calendar available, and I hope that you will get you a calendar that will give you notice that on the 10th day of the month, which is actually going on as even as I speak, it on the 10th day at the Glee, the first sliver in the moon, that's when the gate is shut, and I'm talking about in Ezekiel chapter 46, where we're going just in a moment, of gatekeeping. If you deny the new moon, observe it, then you will never know what day of the month it is, because we only keep a sixth, seventh day, weekly, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. Then day 11. You see, you don't do that. You see, that's not Yahweh's time. It's the beginning of time with the advent of the moon cycle. Now, who's changed times and laws of Daniel 7:25? The wicked who seek to take you out of the ordinances, and his eyes are running to and fro through the earth, daughters of Jacob Israel, to see who remains faithful. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, moon IQ teach, and it conflicts with the schedule of the world, my job, and everything else, and it seems like I had to keep this, and I did before I started listening to you. And I'm just disappointed for this reason, and I'm looking at the end of my life. I don't remember a lot, and she looked back. She quit. And the Bible said if a man puts his hands to the plow, in other words, the plow in truth, the plow in faith, and looks back, he ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven. So then Yahweh would mark that one that turned back, give up, or quit, and decided that it's easier to keep the world of Babylon system, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to keep those days that the king ordered for them to celebrate. Now, where do you stand tonight? Is your job constant? You say you're depressed. I do that. Do you have enough faith to believe that if you would truly honor Yahweh and his covenants and his statutes, that he would let you starve to death? The Bible said all a man's labor is for his mouth, and yet his appetite is never full. You'll probably be hungry the very day you die. Because, you know, I've seen the times that I ate and overate and didn't think I'd ever be hungry anymore in my life. Well, just a few hours later, I was ready to eat again. It's the way the system goes, and the same thing applies to the gates and the time gates that the Father has ordained to make you a sanctified vessel within his house. When Yahweh rests, he wants you to rest with him. When Yahweh worships, he wants you to worship with him because he created you to worship him. So when he comes to the worship service on the fixed date of the holy calendar of Yahweh, all you got to do of Genesis 1:14 is look up in the sky and you'll see the sun. Now the sun marks the beginning of time count. Now the sun has actual four cycles within its count, and the moon also four cycles. And the name of Yahweh has four cycles within its name, the Yod Heh Vav Heh. These are connected to the fourth commandment, which is the rest day. And remember, he said, take heed, lest any of you having an unbelieving heart fail to enter into my rest. So a lot of people are sick tonight as a result of being out of the sequential time count of Yahweh. Now, Yahweh has designed perfection. Remember, he's looking for those that walk upright, perfect before him. If you come back into the harmonial, if you will, balance of Yahweh's time count and get on the rest days proper and observe the new moon proper and blow the trumpet in the new moon and remember it's a non-working day, and we give you scripture after scripture after scripture to prove that. And tonight's no exception, as we're still in the count of the time of the Sabbath. And if we didn't think it was important, we wouldn't teach on it. Why waste my time on something that's not important or is life-saving for you? If it's not important, why should I teach on it? Why should I, you know, spend Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack's money as my sponsors to teach something that was not beneficial to your body, your mind, your soul, your strength, and later on, your very life itself? Because you know what the book of Ecclesiastes says in the very last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 5? It says, for us to remember that we shall be brought into judgment, and we shall give an account for everything that we've done upon the earth. Now remember, Yahweh's eyes are watching us as we live this life, and this life is nothing but a dressing up place, or it's a schoolmaster or a school zone for us to train in. Now remember, I give you the scripture in the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah. In the 22nd verse, it reads like this. In the coming millennial kingdom, Yahweh has declared that there will be a new millennial kingdom. I'm sure that everybody who's listening to me tonight wants to be in it and wants to be partakers of it and to participate in the new millennial kingdom according to divine covenant order. But I challenge you tonight as seekers of the faith and the truth to look at the 23rd verse in reality and in honesty and deploy and agonize over that statement there that it says in the new millennial kingdom from one new moon to another, all of Jacob Israel, my people, shall come that have qualified. Remember the one that he has observed that love him and keep his commandments here upon the earth in the school zone or in the schoolmaster or in the time allotted for you to gain or to lose your soul. And the Bible said, choose this day who you'll serve. You say, well, it doesn't matter, Pastor Buddy. I can actually prosper more by not observing the things that you're teaching here than I would if I did observe it, because I would possibly conflict with my boss, my job, the company I work for wouldn't accept me taking off on the new moons and then working 6 days after a new moon and then keeping a Sabbath on the eighth day. Because we have a fixed Saturday which does not recognize a new moon. You see, the Jewish calendar, now let me show you something about this. The Jewish calendar does not observe the new moons. Now, let me repeat this. The calendar that the Jews go by does not observe a new moon. Now, the calendar that the Christian church observes does not observe a new moon. They have strictly done away with a new moon observation. Here is the error of the wicked. And you say, well, buddy, why call Christians wicked? Because when Christians break the divine ordinances and covenants, they become wickedly associated with evil. By calling good evil and evil good, they conflict with the time channels or time gates. And the Bible said the eyes of Yahweh runs to the earth and said, let us enter into his gates. That's the time channels. Remember, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, and verse 1, it says, for us to keep the new moon, thus saith Yahweh, the gate, here's the gate, the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be opened, and in the day of the new moon it shall be opened. Now, let me go back to the bottom of the verse, as I have taught you before, to look at the time gate operation. The new moon comes beforehand Sabbath. But the new moon itself was considered a Sabbath because it was a non-working day, because when the new moon was in effect, in other words, as long as the moon is dark, it is a building process to start another new moon. Now, when you see first light of the moon, that means it's work day. So when the moon is in a dark stage, it's a non-working day. When you see first light, then that means the gates close on the earth as the gates in the heaven open. It's a reversal. The gate of the moon and the sun, we're talking about, it shall be opened in the day of the new moon. So when there was a new moon, in other words, a dark moon, a new moon is dark. As long as they could not see any light in the moon, that gate was open. Then when they seen first reflected light on the crescent, first light, that was first work day. Now you work 6 days. And then you keep the Sabbath. Well, that would bring you to the 8th day of the month and the time channel. So 8, and you keep another 6 work day, it will take you to 15. You keep 6 more work days, and it will bring you to 22. Keep 6 more working days, it brings you to 29, with the new moon as the trigger mechanism for the gates opening, and the light of the moon, first light, would be gates closed. First quarter of the moon, the gates would again open again. And so on and so forth. And so, we're going to come back after the break. I'm going to take you into what I believe to be the rewards of Sabbath keeping. And ladies and gentlemen, it is awesome. Pastor Buddy the Shepherd's Caller. I'm coming back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We're live tonight on the 11th day of July. And we're here in, we're actually here in Panama City, right here on the coast of Florida. And we are in fellowship with the gathering of Israelites, Sabbath keepers, praise Yahweh. And we are in the new moon celebration as of today. Praise Yahweh, we'll be ending here just in a few hours. But we are teaching tonight in the 46th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And let me read verse 3. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate. Now, what gate was it talking about? The gate of the new moon, verse 1. The gate of the Sabbath, verse 1. They shall worship at this gate before Yahweh in the new moon and in the Sabbath. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, the new moon and the Sabbath were commanded. Now, if you keep a new moon and you worship in a new moon, the gate's open. But then the gate closes for 6 working days. And here's where we get the correct formula for the Sabbath that Yahweh has designed for his children to observe and to come and worship before him. Remember now, his eyes are looking or running to and fro through the earth, seeking those that would love him. Now, he knows those that are faithful. He knows that are striving. He knows them that are willing. You say, Pastor Buddy, I'm willing, but, you know, my heart's willing, but my head just won't let me. Well, you got to get your head in your heart. Your heart is where your treasures is. If you're seeking to come into the millennial kingdom, now listen to me very closely here. If you're seeking to enter the millennial kingdom of Isaiah 66, verse 23, if you are going to enter into and I'm sure you want to go to heaven. Now, this is what heaven is the new millennial kingdom, and the kingdom is here upon this earth. Now, New Jerusalem is coming down to join us here, meaning the temple of Yahweh will be set in this earth in the new millennial kingdom. And Yahweh shall wipe away every tear. There shall be no more death. Oh, my. And we will, according to his functions of the timepiece, have certain days to come up to share, and he with us. And the new millennial formula says it will be from one new moon to another. And from one Sabbath to another. Yahweh will be here to meet with us. Now, isn't that wonderful? Would you want to join him? Well, if you do, then you must practice here to become faithful. Now, the Bible said if you're faithful in a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. If you're going to love him here, it's obvious you will love him there. If you didn't love him here, it is, again, very obvious you won't love him there. If you've served him here, you'll probably serve him there. If you haven't served him here, you're not going to serve him there. A tree is known by its fruit. You're also judged by the company you keep. Now, if you are in company with people that keep Sunday, a fixed day of the week, then you're off of the time count of the new moon. You cannot keep Sunday and keep a new moon festival, because there's no allowance for a new moon in the time formula of the Gregorian calendar. Now, if you're going to keep Saturday, as doeth a Jew, and a lot of others, Seventh-day Adventists, I passed a Seventh-day Adventist building here as we came through Georgia on our way to Florida, and it's a humongous Seventh-day Adventist church. And I wonder if they would let Pastor Buddy come in and sit down with them and gather their congregation. And I know their people are very sincere. I was when I was keeping Saturday. But I wonder if they would let me come into their assembly and sit down and open the scriptures and teach them on the correct formula that is written in the Word of Yahweh. I doubt it. Why? Because they have established tradition, and then by their own admission, through their tradition, they break the commandments of Yahweh, and full well they reject the commandments of Yahweh just to keep their tradition. Well, will tradition save a man in the end? Of course not. What will save you in the end is obedience to the commandments. Now, if you haven't been practicing commandment keeping, remember, Yahweh's eyes are observing all those that are in fellowship with his word. If you never come into fellowship with his word, if you never keep the appointments, then you've never appeared in the presence of Yahweh. Now, here it is in the third verse, likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the new moon and in the Sabbath. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, it gives again the command to keep the Sabbath. Now, in the 18th verse of Ezekiel chapter 45, the Sabbath of Yahweh, the first month is the first day of the month. So you see that the new moons were always a prescribed recipe of appointments before Yahweh ordered a people to come before him and they worship them who chose that they show the house of them of they may be ashamed of their children and let them turn pattern. Chapter 43 verse 11. If you are going passing down, if you are going to the past, then the living could be appointed, then the living if you work the other day, you keep you work the other day, so I know you keep the Sabbath for you and keep the wonder. So I know with us, it were in wonder. With Jewish calendar, never, I know, it was never calendar up the world, but never will, I know, with Yahweh, with my God. I would rather be in line with Yahweh or be in line with Yahweh. With Yahweh. Or would you rather love Yahweh or love the world? Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose, remember, those that will keep the ordinances as I have delivered them. He is that will walk upon the top of my holy mountain. And from one Sabbath to another, from one new moon to another. So then the formula of Yahweh is to walk upright in the pattern of the biblical calendar, not man's calendar. I remember man would come in and seek to change the times and the seasons of Yahweh's time calendar. Ladies and gentlemen, it took me 40 years approximately to come into this revelation. But I would have walked another 40 years as Moses did. Moses was 80 years old when he was given the permission by Yahweh from the burning bush to go down and deliver his people and become a leader or a teacher of the covenants and the commandments. So you see, Yahweh is choosing seasoned veterans, those who've paid the price, those who have fasted, those who have prayed, those who have studied the scriptures daily to see or to see if these things are so, and to check out the way. The Bible said you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. And I hope and pray and trust tonight that Yahweh will measure this truth into your heart and abundantly pour out the revelation that this truth is right to you. Unless Yahweh will give you understanding, unless Yahweh gives you comprehensional ability to research the truth, the Bible said to prove all things. The Bible said to search the scriptures to see if these things are so. And the Bible said they did search the scriptures daily. Well, now, I have searched the scriptures for over 50 years. I began my quest early on for truth. I started in the ministry when I was 18 years of age, and I have studied day and night. I have prayed. I have earnestly contended for the faith. I have listened for that little still voice to say, this is the way, walk in and find rest for your soul. I kept Sunday as a young Baptist